感谢主，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Thank the Lord, peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们仍然打开圣经。
Let's turn to
Bible. 我们刚刚所读的腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
我们就看三节圣经，在这一段的圣经里面。腓立比书第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
以致我受的捆锁，在余营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
As a result, it has become clear that throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ.
我们就注意到为基督的缘故。
Let's pay attention for Christ.
我们再看二十节。
Verse 20.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
我们注意到总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Here, the important part is, now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.
以后我们看二十节，因我二十一节，因我活着就是基督，我死了就益处。
And then verse 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
我们这一年的信息的题目就是活着就是基督。
This year, the theme of our sermons is to live is Christ.
我们有两次高弟兄跟季弟兄为我们开始这个题目。
Brother Gao and Brother Chi have started this topic for us.
我们刚看到这个题目的时候，我们可能会问一个问题，说我怎么样就是基督。
When we first look at this, we'll ask ourselves, how can we be Christ?
所以让我继续的前一次季弟兄所讲的因信称义的生命。
So I will continue from, I'll pick up from where our brother Chi started. We'll be justified by faith and receive life.
我们既然得着了生命，我们这一个怎样过着我们的人生。
Now we have received life, how do we live it?
所以在节目单的里面我有三点。
So in the bulletin you will see three points.
第一个就是活着为基督。
The first one to live is for Christ.
第二个活着像基督。
Second, to live is like Christ.
以后第三点活着就是基督。
And the third one, to live is Christ.
让我慢慢的我们来一起的来分享。
Let us look at this in detail.
这可以说是保罗信仰的人生。
And this is the life of faith for Paul.
也可以说是基督徒的人生。
And also the same for all Christians.
保罗是信仰的生命，可以说基督是基督的生命。
Paul's life is a life for Christ.
我们基督徒的生命也是基督的生命。
And we Christians, our lives are also lives for Christ.
所以保罗活着的目的乃是下面三点。
So the purpose of Paul's life is these following three points.
第一个，他活着是为基督。
FirstTo live is for Christ.
第二个，他活着乃是像，要像基督。
Second, like Christ.
第三个，他可以说我活着就是基督。
And finally, he can say to live is Christ.
我们看到保罗刚在大马色的路上。
On the road to Damascus.
他拿着公会的文书要去捉拿许多的基督徒。
He's got the commands from the Sanhedrin to arrest the Christians.
他在路上的时候就看见了大光。
And he saw this great light.
他的眼睛几乎看不见。
And he
was blinded by it.
这个时候他就扑倒在地,
and he fell to the ground.
从天上有声音说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
And a voice from heaven asking him, Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?
你右脚去世是难的,
and when you kick the thorn, it is difficult.
保罗问这个声音说, 你是谁?
And Paul asked, Who are you?
保罗这个时候就开始要问, 结尾他看不见前以前他不承认的基督, 你是谁?
At this point, Paul started to ask this Christ, though he did not acknowledge him and he did not know about him. Who are you?
到了他写提摩太后书的时候,
and when we read 2 Timothy,
在提摩太前书第1章12节,
and we, in 1 Timothy,
保罗就给他的属灵的儿子提摩太说, 我知道我所信的是谁。
Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul said, I am convinced that, for I know who I have believed.
我们知道我们所信的是谁吗?
Do we know whom we believe?
我们所信的, 乃是一位的道成肉身的耶稣。
This is our Lord. He's the way, comes in flesh.
我们所信的乃是钉在十字架上的耶稣。
He's our Lord, nailed on the cross for us.
我们所信的这位神乃是从死里复活的耶稣。
And the God we believe is Christ Jesus, raised from death.
所以保罗很清楚地说, 我知道, 我所信的是谁?
So clearly Paul stated that I know whom I have believed.
当然我们来到主的面前,
we wish when we come before to the Lord.
当然我们成了基督徒,
when we become Christian.
当然我们受了敬,
when we baptized.
当然我们愿意服在教会里服侍,
when we serve him in the church.
我们都需要很清楚地知道说, 我知道,
we all need to clearly know whom we believe.
保罗在这里说, 我知道我所信的是谁。
Paul said, I know whom I have believed.
所以在他的人生的里面, 他说, 我活着乃是为做基督。
So he can say that when I live for Christ.
他不算平常的生活是为做基督。
Not only every day, he lives for Christ.
他传福音是为着基督。
He spread the gospel for Christ.
他服侍教会是为着基督。
He served the churches for Christ.
不是为着自己的名誉。
Not for his own reputation.
不是为着自己的成就。
Not for his own achievement.
不是为着他要建立一个教会。
Not because he wants to establish something.
他乃是要为着基督的本身。
And the purpose is for Christ himself.
所以在腓立比书, 我们刚刚读的第1章第13节里面就说到, 我在愚民全军的当中, 也是显明是为基督的缘故。
So in the Philippians 1:13 we just read, Paul said, it is clear throughout the palace guard that I am in chains for Christ.
我就是在监狱的里面也是为着基督。
Even though I am in prison, I stay here for Christ.
我就是被钉死的时候,被杀死的时候,也是为着基督。
If I am executed, it is also for Christ.
无论是生是死,都是为着基督的缘故。
Whether by live or by death, all is for Christ.
所以当他在大马车的路上的时候,
on his way to Damascus,
他看见了那个大光,
he saw that great light.
他听见了一个声音,
he heard that voice.
得着了哪个意象?
He received that vision.
这个意象在他一生的当中永远没有忘记。
And he never forgot about this vision all through his life.
他在很多的地方受审的时候, 仍然记得这个意象。
And later on, many times he remembered this vision.
他对亚底波王说, 王啊, 我没有忘记我的意象。
And when he talked to King Akiva, he said, I never forget this vision.
这个意象特别在他写哥林多后书第5章的时候,
and he specially mentioned this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
他说, 原来基督的爱激励了我们。
He said, for Christ's love compels us.
但是因我们想一人己替众人死,
because we're convinced that one died for us.
众人就都死了,
and therefore all died.
并且他替众人死,
and he died for all.
只叫那些活着的人,
that those who live should no longer
不再为自己活,
live for themselves.
乃是为替他们死而复活的主活,
but for him who died for them and was raised again.
保罗很清楚地知道他人生的目的,
Paul clearly knows the purpose of his life.
乃是为做基督而活,
and this is to live for Christ.
因为结为基督乃是他为他钉死在十字架上,
and Christ died for him on the cross.
为他从死里复活,
and raised from dead.
让我们的罪得罪了赦免,
so that our sin is forgiven.
让我们能够得罪了永生的生命,
so that we may receive eternal life.
以后他在写罗马书的时候,
and when he wrote Book of Romans,
在罗马书第14章第7节第8节,
in chapter 14, verse 7,
他说这样的一句话,
14:7-8, he says,
他说我没有一个人为自己活,
for none of us to live to himself alone,
也没有一个人为自己死,
and none of us die to himself alone.
我们若活着是为主活,
if we live, we live to the Lord.
若死了是为主而死,
if we die, we die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死, 总是主的人,
whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们乃是被主耶稣的宝血所买赎的,
brother and sister, we're redeemed by Jesus' precious blood.
弟兄姊妹, 我们能够今天活着乃是因着他从死里复活, 因着我们相信他, 他把复活的生命赐给了我们,
we can live today because of his resurrection.
我们需要不断地改变,
we need to change.
但是即使我们能够变好一点, 我们也没有什么可夸的,
even then we are transformed a little bit.
因为我活着乃是因着主耶稣复活的生命在我里面活着,
we can live because the resurrected life of Christ lives in us.
所以我活着我必须为主而活,
so we, when we live, we must live for Christ.
我死了就有益处,
and to die is gain.
让我们再看第二个保罗人生的目的,
let us look at the second purpose.
他说活着乃是要像基督,
and there he said to live is like Christ.
刚才我们读到20节,
we read verse 20.
他说然而我在肉身活着, 对不起, 照着我所切慕所盼望的, 没有一次叫我羞愧。
He said, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed.
只要凡事放胆, 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And I will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body.
保罗说我这一个人生,
Paul said, my life
乃是要叫基督在我身上显大,
is to let Christ be exalted in my body.
一般的人他的人生乃是为他自己能够显大,
average people, they want to live a life to exalt themselves.
但是保罗这里特别讲到要叫基督在我身上显大,
but here Paul said, let Christ be exalted in my body.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候,
when we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们就有生命进入我们的心中,
and his life entered our heart.
但是这一个生命好像一粒的种子一样,
and this is like a seed.
它落在土里, 必须要把外体毁坏掉,
it's planted in the ground and the outside will be broken.
当那个外体毁坏的时候, 就哪一个生命就会发芽, 开始发芽,
and when the outward body is broken, the inner life will start to grow.
它经过日照以后, 它就能够渐渐地长大,
it will receive sunlight and will start to grow.
我们的生命是这样,
our life is also like that.
植物的生命是这样的,
and the life of plants is like
动物的生命也是这样的,
that. And even the life of animals is like that.
我们基督徒里面基督的生命也是一样的,
and the life of Christ in Christians is also like that.
生命乃是一个过程,
life is a process.
生命乃是一个终极的目标,
and it has an ultimate purpose.
我们的过程需要长大,
The process is to grow.
我们的目的是要结实,
and the purpose is to bear fruit.
让能够有收成,
so that it can be
harvested. 在这里就说到, 要让基督在我身上显大,
so here Paul said that Christ be exalted in my body.
那我们就说我们怎么样会像基督?
So we ask, how can we become like Christ?
我怎么样可以像耶稣?
How can we become like Jesus?
而且我们有时候出去的时候, 人就说, 哦, 这个耶稣来了。
Sometimes when we go out, people will say, oh, Jesus comes.
我记得我到那个厦门到集美的时候,
Once I visited 集美, in 厦门, in China.
有一个老姊妹已经八十几岁,
An elder sister, she was in her
80s. 她就躺在床上的时候, 希望有基督徒来看她。
She was bedridden, but she hopes Christians will visit her.
她的媳妇是我的表妹。
Her daughter-in-law is my cousin.
她就告诉她的婆婆说, 她说我有一个表哥要来到我们家里。
And her daughter-in-law told her that my cousin will come to visit you.
所以她就在病床上就叫她媳妇说,我表妹说, 你要赶快把家里要洗得干干净净。
So on her bed, she told her daughter-in-law to clean up the whole house.
我们老旧的房子都是用那个砖,那个红砖铺的。
In the old house, the floor is all made of clay.
她洗得非常的干净。
Bricks.
以后我到了厦门的时候,
He washed the bricks very clean, and when I arrived in 厦门,
他就打电话, 我的表妹打电话给她婆婆,
and my cousin called her mother-in-law,
哎, 我的表哥来了,
and my cousin also came.
他说, 哦, 那美国的耶稣来了,
and he said, now Jesus comes from America.
哎呀,这个话好像有点夸张了,
and this is a little bit exaggerated.
但是我们常常都是人都称我们小耶稣。
Oftentimes we heard people call us
little Jesus. 来看我们的时候像不像耶稣。
And they're examined if we're like Christ.
我们常常有人就说, 哎呀, 这个人不像基督徒。
And a lot of time we hear people say, oh, he's not like Christian.
他也不敢说不像耶稣。
Or he's not like Jesus.
但是不像耶稣就够了。
Oh, and that's very serious.
我们真的我们出去探访的时候,
When we go out for visitation, when we go out to spread the gospel,
人真是能够想到九位的真的基督徒像基督徒来到我们的家中。
We wish people will know that Christians like Christ are coming.
我们传福音不单是用口传,
we share the gospel not just through words.
我们需要用身传,
we need to share with our lives.
我们需要有心的去传,
with our hearts,
让人能够闻到基督的香气,
so that people will feel the fragrance of Christ.
哥林多后书第五章也讲到第三章也讲到基督的香气,
and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 also mentioned the fragrance of Christ.
我们愿意闻到人的身上的香气,
and we are willing to smell the fragrance.
但是属灵上我们常常闻到人的哪一个肉体的味道,
spiritually, sometimes we smell the smell of flesh.
弟兄姊妹, 我们也在我们的身上显出那个基督的香气。
And brother, sister, let the fragrance of Christ be revealed from our body.
我们需要显出那个复活生命的样子。
We need to live out the resurrection life.
这个是我们像耶稣。
And that is how we can become like Christ.
我们若是方 回去使徒行传第六章第七章,
if we go back to Acts chapter 6 and 7,
在第六章的最后的一段的里面, 司提反是当时被选举的一个执事。
And at the end of chapter 6, we learned that Stephen was elected as deacon for the church in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷教会大大的兴旺。
In Jerusalem, the church prospered.
他们大大的很有胆量的宣传主耶稣的福音。
And they shared the gospel of Christ boldly with people.
所以司提反就被捕到公会的里面。
And Stephen was arrested and he came before the Sanhedrin.
他仍然的不怕传耶稣的福音。
And he was not afraid of sharing gospel.
但司提反坐在哪一个地方?
When Stephen sat there,
很多人就看见司提反的面貌, 好像天使一样,
many people saw his face and was like an angel. And it was mentioned in chapter 6.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, our face can become like those of angels. It must be beautiful.
天使乃是主耶稣的仆人,
angels are the servants for Lord Jesus.
天使的意思是说,
if you're like angel, then we can say you're like Christ.
当我在年轻念书的时候,
when I was studying when I was young,
我们学校有个长老会的 Mr. Sealing 来教我们关于各种的工程方面。
And there's a Mr. Singh from the Presbyterian Church, and he came to our school to teach our construction knowledge about constructions.
我们的校长是从芝加哥大学毕业的。
And our school headmaster, he graduated from University of Chicago.
所以那个时候他是很美国化。
And he was quite Americanized.
他很多的事情都是很幽默的。
And he was quite humorous.
他有时候就给我们开玩笑。
And he joked with us a lot.
Mr. Sealing, 这个师母是教我们英文。
Mr. Sealing taught us English.
校长有时候就来到我们教室就给我们开玩笑。
And the headmaster oftentimes called us to his office and joked with us.
你看 Mr. Sealing, 他的样子好像猴子一样。
He sometimes said, you see Mr. Sealing, he sometimes, don't you think he looks like a monkey?
那意思是他不是很好看的。
And he means that he doesn't look beautiful.
但是下面一句他就说, Mr. Sealing 好像天使一样的。
But then he said, Mr. Sealing is like angel.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不在乎我们长得美不美。
And brother and sister, do not care about your own physical look.
我们乃是在乎能不能够显出基督的样子。
We need to care about whether or not we can reveal Christ like.
我们能够显出来那个天使的样子。
If we can live out that likeness of angel.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
前几年我中风。
Several years ago, I had a stroke.
那我嘴巴也歪了。
And my facial muscle.
我的舌头也歪了。
Oh, my tongue is not a. flexible.
所以这个就有那个 physical therapy 那个理疗的就到我们家里来。
And then physical therapist came to my house to help me.
我需要经过的不断不断的读一个那个读了一个 pattern 一个英文的 pattern.
I have to keep practicing read certain pattern English words.
那我一直一直读这个舌头才能慢慢的动。
When I keep practicing reading, my tongue starts to.
我现在也常常的读圣经。
So now I read Bible a lot.
我读中文圣经要用那个要出声的读。
When I read Chinese Bible, I read it loud.
你知道，若是我不读，过了几个月以后，我来讲话的就不正常。
If I don't keep doing that, when I speak, you won't hear as normal.
我需要练我的口型。
And I need to keep practicing.
我想我现在的讲话没有想到我是中风的人。
When you hear me speaking today, you won't think that I have had stroke.
但是一个老护士来那个帮助我。
There's an old nurse, she came to help me.
她就告诉我说要常常的照镜子。
And she told me to look at the mirror oftentimes.
我平常不欢喜照镜子。
I don't like doing that.
因为我一看镜子的时候就觉得我很丑。
When I look in the mirror, I often think my look is not good enough.
我从小就觉得我是一个最丑的人。
And even from my early ages, I never think I look good.
所以我不欢喜照镜子。
So I don't like looking in the mirrors.
他就说你要常常照镜子。
But she said you need to do that.
你要看见你的体型。
You need to see how you are.
你以后怎么样才能够去改正你的嘴型。
So that you can improve.
那他就给我做一个例子。
And she gave me an example.
他说我的父亲是传道人。
Said my father is also.
我的父亲那个讲道以前常常对着镜子讲。
And my father before he preaches, he always preached.
我想我没有用这个方法来讲道。
So there's no fixed method to preach.
但是有时候我也要照照镜子。
And sometimes I do need to look at the mirror. And I need to see if my face is okay.
所以我们需要常常的照着镜子观看。
So we need to look at mirrors.
来改正我们的形状。
So that we can improve.
我想特别在家中夫妻上面有时候有些某些问题。
Sometimes we have some problems in our family.
有时候我们看见太太的样子不好。
And when we look at our spouse, we think they don't look good enough.
当我们看他太太样子不好，脸面不好的时候，我们的脸面也变了。
When we look at their face, and then sometimes our face also changes.
太太也看到我们的脸面不好。
And when our facial expression changes, theirs also changes. So and then we both got angry.
我们常常人与人彼此对照的时候，我们常常发生许多的问题。
And when people look at each other's facial expression, sometimes we get into trouble.
但是有一个镜子,
but there is a mirror.
这一个镜子乃是神的话语,圣经是一面的镜子。
And that is the word of God. That is also
the word. 当我们常常对着圣经的镜子对照的时候,
when we look at that one,
我们会发现我们需要改正。
And we will discover that we need to be
transformed.
Brothers and sisters, Christians are not perfect people.
我们信了耶稣乃是生命长进的当中不断的变化。
After we believe in Christ, we will be transformed, we will be growing.
有了新的人在我们的心里。
There's a new self inside us.
我们渐渐的变化。
Gradually, we are transformed.
脱去我们的旧人。
We put off our old self.
穿上我们的新人。
We take off our old self.
让我们有主耶稣的形象。
So that we have the likeness of Christ in us.
让我们有真理的灵意和圣洁。
So we have the righteousness and holiness of truth in us.
是在保罗的经历的里面，他写哥林多后书的时候。
So as Paul experienced it, he wrote it down in the 2 Corinthians.
他写前书的时候有很多的问题。
When he wrote down 1 Corinthians,
但是有很多的非常重要的真理。
And there are very important doctrines.
写后书的时候，保罗就把自己的经历、属灵的生命的经历，述说描写出来。
But in 2 Corinthians, Paul started to share his own spiritual journey.
特别在哥林多后书第三章。
Especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前后书第五章。
2 Corinthians.
但是我没有时间去解释。 是几段的圣经,
I will not have enough time to explain all these verses.
但是在哥林多后书第三章18节,
we'll look at one verse.
在这里保罗说, 我们众人既然常作脸, 得以看见主的荣光。
2 Corinthians 3:18, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
我们要看见主的荣光。
We want to see the glory of the Lord.
他说好像镜子在镜子里反照。
Are being transformed in his likeness with ever increasing.
就变成主的形状。
Here it says, will be transformed into his likeness.
荣上加荣。
With ever increasing glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Whom comes from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要常常在圣灵的亮光的里面看主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, we must read the Word of God in the light of Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要借着圣灵的话语的里面常常的亲近主。
And through the Word from Holy Spirit, we can draw near God.
我们开始唱亲近更亲近。
In the first hymn we sung,
我们常常会说我怎么样亲近主。
We ask ourselves, how can we draw near God?
是的，我们有时候祷告亲近主。
Sometimes through prayer.
读经亲近主。
Sometimes through reading the scripture.
聚会亲近主。
Sometimes through meeting together.
我们甚至服侍主亲近主。
Sometimes through serving the Lord.
我早上刚刚就想到弟兄姊妹。 我们有时候服侍是何等的重要宝贵。
It came to my thought this morning that serving the Lord, how important it is.
这个是属灵的一个镜子。
This is a spiritual mirror.
我们在圣灵的光照的里面读神的话。
In the light of the Holy Spirit, we read the Word of God.
在圣灵的同在里面我们祷告。
in the presence of Holy Spirit with prayer.
神还赐给我们在教会当中一个镜子。
And also in the church, God gave us this mirror.
哎，我的理原来的年轻的时候就理想着，我就做一个这个教会的里面的主教。
And when I was young, I have this idea that I'll be a bishop in the church.
以后我慢慢的有经历的，我就觉得我最好进入一个教会，这个教会非常的完全，没有一点点的一个问题的教会。
After I experience more, I start to think maybe I need to go to a church that is a perfect church, problem free.
我在服侍的时候，特别来到回到 Kansas City 以后，我就希望能够有一个完全的教会。
So, especially after I come back to Kansas City to serve in the church, I always hope for a perfect church.
我实在在我的里面，我就想，我愿最我。最美好最完善的一个侍奉的一个心思来带领弟兄姊妹。
And I always hope that I have the best thought that I will lead brother and sister to serve.
但是我们在教会的里面，特别在同工会的里面，我们常常看见许多问题。
But in the church, even especially in the, when you come to the co-worker meetings, you see problems.
昨天我们看一天的同工会。
Yesterday we had a whole day co-workers meeting.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹说，我们到天上就不要开同工会。
And I have told brothers and sisters, someday when we go up to heaven, there will be no more co-worker meeting. We just serve the Lord. Praise the Lord.
我们敬拜神。
Worship Him.
我天天唱诗。
We'll sing every day.
何等的属灵呢？
How spiritual.
何等的美好。
How beautiful it is.
但是我们在地上还是要开同工会。
But when we live on earth, we still need to have co-workers meeting.
其实我昨天很累很累。
Yesterday I was very tired.
我昨天跟弟兄准备说，我开同工会，或许是来参加聚会的时候，我必须预先要预备怎么吃药。
And I even have to take my medication differently when I come to the meetings.
但是昨天不错。
Yesterday I performed pretty good.
但是开始回去了就想休息啊，睡不着。
And when I went home, I want to get some rest, but I could not.
太累了。
I was so tired.
那晚上感谢主还睡几个钟头。
At night, praise the Lord, I still got a couple hours sleep.
三点就起来了。
And I woke up at 3 o'clock.
想今天到底跟弟兄姊妹有什么交通。
And I started to think what I should share today with brothers and sisters.
忽然就来了一片的亮光。
Suddenly, a light came into my vision.
教会弟兄姊妹在一起是最好的一个镜子。
In the church, when brothers and sisters are all together, it's actually the best mirror.
我是非常欢喜孤独的人。
I actually like solitary life.
我一个人能够在深山里面可以度过一生。
And I can just live by myself for a whole day.
但是好像那个是非常的圣洁，非常的理想。
And that is that sounds very holy and very ideal.
但是到了人群的当中，就看见许多的问题。
When you enter among the people, you start to see problems.
教会也是在地上。
And the church is still on the earth.
教会也是在人间。
And church is still among the people.
我们有天上的教会，但是我们现在需要在地上的教会受训。
We do have a heavenly church, but we still need to be trained on earthly church.
所以我心里就大的欢喜感谢主。
So I rejoice greatly and I thank the Lord.
让我们有这样的一个教会。
And that we have such a church.
让我们能够看见教会的里面不同的背景的人。
So we see people from different backgrounds.
不同性格的人。
Different personality.
但是在这里来操练你我。
We're all being trained.
我们有自由来选择。
And we have this freedom to choose.
我们要更像主耶稣，我们还是要像世界上的人。
Do we want to be more like Christ, or we want to be more like this world?
让圣灵运行在我们的当中。
May God move among us.
让圣灵也住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit live within us.
让我们真的能够分辨是非。
So that we can discern.
我们能够从非常复杂的环境的里面，能够走单纯的道路。
even in a very complicated, difficult situation, we can
walk the straight path.
Even in a very depraved place, we still have the character of holiness. And this is what Paul experienced. And that is his life's purpose. When I live, I want to live like Christ.
我想还有点时间, 我就多插一句话。
And there's still some time, I want to share some more.
前一个礼拜天, 卓远弟兄就拿了两张纸给我。
Last Sunday, Brother Zoyong gave me two pieces of paper.
其实我预备讲章的纲要, 我就在前一个礼拜就完成。
And usually I finish preparing the outline of the sermon
我必须把这个纲要给领会的弟兄。
And I must give the outline to the brothers who lead the worship. So that he can select the hymn.
让他多祷告,
so that he can have more time to pray.
这领会的弟兄给讲信息的人很有关系,
and the worship leader and the people who preach,
你不祷告,
they're very related. And if you don't pray, I won't feel it.
你糊里糊涂的就是明天就来了, 那个我都里面会感应到。
If you just come casually, I can actually feel it inside.
是常常我前一个礼拜就给主力就给他。
So usually I give the outline 1 week before the Sunday.
昨天弟兄就给我两张的纸。
The last Sunday he gave me two pieces of paper.
那个一个我很快就看到是，哦，主啊，我要向你。
And the first one is that of hymn 291.
哎呀，我就心灵这里面的感谢赞美主。
And I give thanks to the Lord from the bottom of my heart.
我们比较属灵一点，就是同感一灵。
If we say a spiritual word, we could say we're moved by the same spirit.
神真是在这个地方要我们要活着，要像耶稣。
So we know that the Lord wants us to live like Christ.
所以今天我们不但是听到很好听的音乐。
Not only you hear the beautiful music.
在这个唱诗班里面给我们一个信息,
but the choir is giving us a message.
哦,主啊,
oh Lord, I want to be like you.
这是一个祷告,
and this is my prayer.
这是一个赞美,
and this is a praise.
这是一个呼求,
this is a call.
但是我们刚刚选诗歌也是291首,
and we also sang hymn 291.
但是我们都能够有这样的赞美和祷告说主啊我要更像你。
May we all worship and pray like that, saying, Oh Lord, I want to be like you.
第三个, 保罗在这里说,
and finally, Paul said, to live is Christ. And there's a book written by Campbell Morgan. And he's a brother, he's a British brother.
来证明说他是一个解经王，在圣经上解经是最好的一位的传道人。
He's one of the best Bible commentary writer.
所以这一本书我看的时候，就是开始说我怎么会像基督，以后看到内容的时候，实在是来帮助我们特别有受过许许多多的不同教育的弟兄姊妹。
When I first see the title, To Live is Christ, I'm a little surprised. But when I read more, I know this is very helpful for brothers with different backgrounds. He mentioned the life of Christians.
我们的生命到底是怎样的生命?
What kind of life it is.
所以讲到关于生命的本质。
And he also mentioned the essence of the life.
以后讲到生命的原则。
And the principle of life.
以后讲到生命的意义,
and the purpose of life.
以后讲到祷告的操练,
and also the practice of prayer.
但愿弟兄姊妹能够每次的听到信息的时候, 仔细的去思考,
and every time when you heard the Sunday message, please ponder.
我们不单是很听得很舒服的信息, 我们来领受。
We don't just come here to pick up something we feel comfortable.
但是有时候干粮的时候, 我们领受的时候需要去咀嚼。
Sometimes it's the food, it's the spiritual food that we need to chew on.
需要慢慢的来消化，来吸收，来消化。
We need to digest it and absorb it.
但愿以后的这许多的信息的弟兄能够帮助每一位弟兄姊妹，能够更多的了解我们怎样的是活着就是基督。
I hope the following messages will still help brothers and sisters to understand how we live is Christ.
在这里我愿意提，我们再看几节的圣经。Let
us read more Bible verses.
我们看腓立比书第三章。Let
us read Philippians chapter 3.
我们从十二节十三节十四节。Let
us read verse 12, 13, and 14.
保罗说，第十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。 我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。Paul
said, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
十三节又再说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what's ahead.
十四节，向着标杆直跑，要着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。Verse
14, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗乃是说到，我就是基督。
And here Paul specially mentions to live as Christ is to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me.
那个意思就是我跟基督乃是合成一体。
And here he mentions the unity with Christ.
我的思想就是基督的思想。
And my thought will be Christ's thought.
我的人生的目的就是基督要我人生的目的。
My purpose life should be his purpose.
我们换一句比较这个属灵的话说，我在基督的里面。
If we want to use a more spiritual saying, we can say, I'm inside Christ.
基督也在我的里面。
And Christ is also in me.
这是保罗一生的功夫。
And this is the work all through Paul's life.
还要追求那个终极的目标。
And he desires to attain this final goal.
我能够跟基督能够融在一起。
So that he and Christ can become one.
第二个就是在加拉太书第二章第二十节。And
second verse is from Galatians 2:20.
我想很多的弟兄都会背这一节的圣经。I
believe many of you can memorize that.
那是就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。And
it's I have been crucified with Christ.
他说：“现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”And
I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我如今活着是因信神的儿子而活。And
the life I live in this body, I live in, by the faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。He
loved me and gave himself for me.
他的爱把我与基督连在一起。His
love, unite me with Christ.
永远不能够分开。
It will never be separated from him.
有人说什么是基督徒？
Some may ask, what is a Christian?
在英文的文化的里面，他就把那个基督徒这一个字 Christian 来分析一下。
If we use English to analyze this word Christian,
上面是 Christ,
and first is Christ.
后面是什么 ？I-A-N，
followed by I-A-N，
他就说，基督，我跟基督连在一起 ，I am nothing，
and that is to say I'm connected with Christ and I am nothing.
我就说，我们中国的文化的里面也可以解释
，and we can also use the Chinese culture to explain.
基督徒，基督在前面。
And the Christian, in the word Christian, Christ is the first part.
我是一个徒弟在后面。
And I'm also a student.
你土地也好，你是土壤也好，我没有什么东西。
Even if you're a student or a protege, you have nothing.
我成了基督徒乃是因着我连于基督。
If I become a Christian, that is because I'm connected with Christ.
这是保罗的人生。
That is Paul's life.
保罗的竭力的追求，与基督能够连在一起的时候，他敢说，我就是基督。
And Paul's strength towards the goal, and he can say, to live is Christ.
当我们开我们的心门，
May our heart be opened.
让这位基督住在我们的里面。
So Christ live within us.
不但让基督住在我的里面。
Not only he lives in me.
让基督活在我的里面。
And let Christ live in us.
我们常常相信的主耶稣以后，主啊真好，你住在我的心里，我有你的同在，我很平安。
And a lot of times we think how beautiful that the Lord abide with us.
我现在真正有安息。
And now I have peace. And
within 我现在
还
没有烦恼。
I don't have any worries.
我一切都顺利。
Everything goes smooth with me.
我们的主实在是恩典的主。
And our Lord is the Lord of grace.
的确的，我们接受主耶稣以后，我们里面得着了真正的安息。
After we accept Jesus Christ, we indeed receive the true peace.
但是我们不让基督在我们里面活动。
Sometimes we But most of the times, we do not let Christ move within us.
好好地住在我的里面。
We just say, Lord, you just abide with me.
我现在很满足了。
And I'm satisfied.
但是我们的复活的主常常向我们说话。
But our resurrected Lord oftentimes speaks to us.
他也常常要对付你我里面的那个老旧人。
He wants to correct us, remove that old self from us.
他特别要对付我们的自己。
And he will deal with that old self.
所以我们不但要让基督住在我们的里面。
So we need to let Christ abide with us.
我们也要让基督活在我的里面。
We need to let Christ live in us.
这就是加拉太书第二章第二十节所说的。
And that is what Galatians 2:20 is talking about.
如今我活着不再是我。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And Christ lives in me.
第三个，让基督成形在我的里面。
And so that Christ will be formed in me.
这是加拉太书第四章十九节讲的真理。
And this is Galatians 4:19.
到那个时候，人能够看出你真是小耶稣。
At that point, people will really see that little Christ in you.
我还是要讲一个笑话。
I still want to tell a story.
以前我们一个同工。
We used to have a co-worker.
但是我在北投的时候做传道人。
And when I was preaching in 北投, Taiwan,
那他是来念英文。
And he came to study English.
有一个美国的宣教士来教英文。
And there's a missionary from America teaches English.
他读了英文以后，他就要相信耶稣。
After he learned a bit of English, he accepted Christ.
相信耶稣以后，他就说他要奉献。
After he became Christian, he said he wanted to offer himself, dedicate himself.
那奉献怎么办？那个时候只有高雄的新义会一个圣经学院。
And at that time, there's only one seminary in Kaohsiung.
所以他既然有这样的愿望，我们就介绍他到高雄去读圣经学院。
And we sent him to the Lutheran seminary in Kaohsiung.
他第一年那个也没有什么圣经的根基。
And when he went there first year, he didn't have much background in Bible.
他们读到利未记的时候，就说这圣经里有很多祭司。
And when they taught the book of Leviticus, they mentioned priests.
那很多的，这位老师就问他说，那你是怎么样的人？
And the teacher asked him, what are you like? What are you like?
他说我是小祭司。
He said, I'm a little priest.
哦，那个全班人就大笑。
And the whole class was laughing.
以后人就把他名叫小祭司。
And they gave him a nickname, little priest.
虽然这个是一个笑话。
And this sounds like a joke.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要成了小耶稣。
But brother and sister, we need to become a little Christ.
如同保罗所说的，我活着就是基督。
It's like Paul said, to live is Christ.
那我们低头就祷告。
Let us bow head and pray.
因此我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
把你自己的话写下来留给我们。
And you put down your own words in the Bible.
你特别使用这位原来杀害基督徒的保罗。
Especially through Paul, who used to persecute Christians and kill them.
成了一个外邦的大使徒。
And he became this great missionary for the Gentiles. We have received through his word. And we will receive more. May your spirit move in us. And do the work of transformation in us. And let the resurrected life of Christ Jesus live in us.
好让基督前行在我们的里面。
So that Christ's likeness of Christ is formed in us.
好让我们更多更多的了解我活着就是基督。
So we will know more and more to live is Christ.
恩待你的教会。
And be gracious to your church.
恩待你的众儿女。
Be gracious to your children.
恩待许许多多愿意侍奉你的弟兄姊妹。
And be gracious to all these who are willing to serve you.
让他们在人生的里面说，我活着是为基督。
So that in their lives they will say, I want to live for Christ.
我活着乃是要像基督。
And when I live, I want to live like Christ.
我活着就是基督。
And to live is Christ.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.